1MIR calling GB0 Juno. Over.
Yes, we hear you, Helen. We hear you, GB1MIR, GB0 Juno. Richard on the microphone, Helen. Do you copy? Over, over.
GB1MIR, Musa Manirov, GU2MIR, says hi to all the school children in Britain. Over.
Yes, roger, roger, Helen. We copy that. Thank you very much indeed. Helen, may I ask you a couple of things before you go ahead? First of all, can you tell us, have you taken any photographs yet on the Earth from space experiment? That is the first question. The second question is, we know that Tomorrow's World are listening to you, your broadcast this evening. We thought you'd like to know. The first station we have for you tonight is GB1 Juno. GB1 Juno, but over to you for a reply. Over, over.
MIR to GB0 Juno. I've taken many photographs of the Earth so far. I hope to have got some very good ones of Ireland and the south of England. Unfortunately, the north of England and Scotland is completely clouded over. Over.
Roger, roger, Helen. Thank you for that. Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to pass you over now to Anna, who is going to ask you to call GB1 Juno.
Hello, Helen. This is Anna. Would you now call GB1 Juno? Over.
GB1 MIR to Anna, GB0 Juno, thank you. Over. GB1 MIR calling GB1 Juno. Over.
GB1 MIR, GB1 MIR, GB0 Juno, GB0 Juno, calling you, Helen, and standing by.
GB1 MIR, hearing you, GB0 Juno. Hear you loud and clear. Over.
Yes, roger, roger, Helen. Roger, roger, hear you loud and clear. Helen, the most important thing is, can you tell me which passes you might be on? Is there one more today? Which one's tomorrow? GB1 MIR stroke you, GB0 Juno.
GB1 MIR. Path routes tomorrow will be very similar to those today. I cannot tell you exactly now. Hang on, I will try and find out. Over.
Yes, roger, roger, Helen. Thank you very much indeed. You are very good signal now. You are very, very strong with us. Helen, I know that you will be working out the passes. Can you confirm that you heard Katie's question and you heard Philippa on the last pass from GB0 Juno?
MIR, GB0 Juno. I heard only the first part of that statement. Please repeat. Over.
Yes, okay, fine. From GB0 Juno, did you hear Katie's winning question from Harrogate Ladies College, or shall we repeat? Over.
GB1 Mir, please repeat. Please repeat the question. Over.
Roger, I will put Pippa on the microphone.
Hi, Helen. This is Pippa. I'm going to pass you over to Katie, who thought up the winning question in the school competition.
Hi, Helen. This is my question. If you had no clock on board Mir, what would give you sense of time in space?
Repeat it again.
If you had no clock on board Mir, what would give you sense of time in space?
Over, over to you, Helen.
Hi, that's an ace question. What we have is 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets, so instead of going on a 24-hour clock, we're working on about a 90-minute clock. So I would, you would have to go by that sort of empty or so minutes. You would know that there would be a sunrise and a sunset. Over.
Yes, okay there, Helen. Thank you very much indeed for that. Would you just bear with us, because at the moment our antennas are swinging round. Our antennas are swinging round, and you may lose our signal for a little while. But we will come back with you in a moment. We will come back with you in a moment. What we want to do, Helen, next is we want to ask you the question that has been selected by BBC Newsround as the winning question. And we are going to pass you over to Kerry, who is going to ask that particular question. So first of all, Helen, can I give confirmation, please? Are you copying? GB1 MIR, GB0 Juno.
MIR, I heard only the last part of that statement. Please repeat. Over.
Roger, Helen. That's okay. We've been swinging the antennas. I'm going to put you over now to Kerry, who is going to ask the winning question from BBC News Round.
Hello, Helen. This is Kerry. The winner was Derek Wanley, aged 13, from Coventry. The question is, how has the amount of training you've undertaken helped your body withstand the pressures of spaceflight and weightlessness? How has the amount of training you've undertaken helped your body withstand the pressures of spaceflight and weightlessness?
Over.
Hello, can I repeat the question, because I don't think I really heard it properly. Was the question, how does the training help you to cope with the G-forces and weightlessness? Over.
That is correct. Over. Roger. Over.
I'm hearing only noise again, so I will answer the question I thought I was asked, unless you can repeat immediately now, otherwise I will answer the question I thought. Over.
Roger. Over.
GB1 MIR, I hear only noise, so I will answer the question about training and coping with the stresses we have now. Part of the training was coping with the fluid levels in the head because of no gravity, of course. The heart still pumps against gravity, even though there isn't any. So you end up with much more fluid in the head. That can give you a headache, eye ache behind the eyes. It gives you a very sense of a full head. So we have lots of training with our head in a downward position, doing exercises in that kind of position. That helped quite a lot, I think. And prior to the launch, for the fortnight we were in Baikonur, every day we had that kind of training. Over.
Roger. We copied that 100%, Helen. 100%. Can you, if you are copying us, Helen, if you are hearing us, can you tell us, will you be on next pass? Will you next pass tonight, or is it too late? Over.
Help you to balance. Because there's no gravity, I don't know which way is up and which way is down. So we had training to disorientate ourselves, for instance, doing tumbles on a trampoline, also spinning round and round in a wheel, if you like, doing very many, many cartwheels, one after the other. So that also helps you get used to the fact that you're not quite sure which is up and which is down. I think the very strange thing that I felt when, on my first night in space, I went into my sleeping bag, and my sleeping bag was attached at the bottom and the top, and I got into it definitely with my feet downwards and my head upwards. But when I woke up in the morning, I swear that my head was pointing downwards. Over.